Good morning. How good it is, as always, to be gathered in the beauty of this place on a Sunday morning to worship. As always, I want to extend a special welcome, and in particular, those who are here with us for the first time. If this is your first time worshiping with us here at St. John's, we just invite you to fill out one of the beige cards on either end of your pew. Just some simple information so that we can learn about you and stay in touch so that you can learn more about us. And then on your way out, as you exit the sanctuary through the back, there's a basket on the bench that you can place that card. All are welcome in this place, and it's wonderful to have everyone with us on this 12th day of Christmas, the day in which we will celebrate and lift up Epiphany. When we celebrate the three wise ones finding baby Jesus, and of course the light of Christ that guides them and guides all of us. I do have a few announcements to share this morning. You may notice the sanctuary is still decorated. It is still the Christmas season, technically, but also in the midst of the week, Bill Leslie had to attend to a family emergency, and Bill and Judy are our point people for the decorating and de-decorating. So that will happen at some point this week or this weekend. If you are available, willing to help out with that, we do not have an exact time yet because things are unfolding in the midst of their week. So if you are interested or able to help out with that, just let myself or Lisa in the office know this week so that we can kind of keep in touch so that there's a good crew to help them out this week. We will be having fellowship after our service this morning. We are celebrating Chris Bodie today, her retirement and her wonderful service as our financial administrator. So we are celebrating that. There will be cake of the regular and gluten-free variety, I believe. So please head downstairs after our worship service to join us this morning. A note, the Stampers will not meet this week, but we will meet the following Thursday at 1 o'clock. So if you have on your calendar to join the Stampers this week, scratch it out and move it to next week. They will be gathering then. And I want to make a special announcement. We will be having one service, which this doesn't affect you because it's still at 10:15. We'll be having one service altogether on January 29th for a special reason. We will be having our congregational dinner after that service. And between the service and the congregational dinner, we will be having our congregational meeting in which we will say farewell and thank you to our outgoing council members and hello and thank you to our incoming council members so that they can be charged to do the work of the church. So we will gather all together. We felt it was appropriate to have one service that day. We will also be celebrating a new member Sunday. So it's good to be all together during those times. So we will be having one service at 10:15 on January 29th. And please plan to stay for the meeting and then also our congregational dinner. And I believe those are all my announcements, but I do want to invite Andrew forward for an announcement.
Good morning, everyone. As we enter a new season, this time after Epiphany, our responses change to reflect the themes present in the appointed texts. While the sung responses later in the service, O Christ the Healer, we have come, and as with gladness those of old may be familiar, gather us in, the response after the call to worship may be new. You will also notice that there is no music listed for this Epiphany response, only a direction to see the previous page. That is because our opening hymn is the entire hymn used for the response, Gather Us In. We will sing the entire hymn as the opening hymn and the first stanza as the Epiphany response. Beginning next week and continuing throughout the remaining Sundays after Epiphany, we will only sing the Epiphany response. The opening hymn will change. Finally, a quick note about our hymn after the sermon, We Three Kings. Take note that the stanza assignments switch between verse and refrain, and that there is no sung refrain after the choir speaks the fourth verse. After the choir speaks the fourth verse, we will move directly to the fifth verse with no refrain.
Thank you. Just pay attention. Right? Pay attention. We are actively engaged in our worship experience. We are grateful the way that the music and the choir join us and lead us in that. So bearing all of that in mind, I'm going to invite you to join me in taking a deep breath. I hope it's not the first one you've taken today, but if it is, make it a good one. As we breathe in God's Spirit that is surely in our midst, as we exhale and set aside the many things busying our hearts and our minds, so that we might be fully present to receive what it is God has for us this day, as we focus our hearts and our minds and our voices in worship this morning.
God, whose light fills the world, you have brought us together. Today, in this place, the light shines, hope emerges, and our souls look for good news.
We have come to sing of your grace, to experience the laughter of our children, to strengthen our faith, to celebrate your presence and love for the world.
This is the place we are reminded that you are our creator and sustainer, and that you have called us to be your ambassadors of grace, light, and peace.
Come, let us worship God of all creation. flowing stream.
Let us confess our sins.
God, you are
everywhere. We look up and see the star-studded night sky and are amazed. We watch children playing and glimpse the miracle of laughter and connection. We are moved to our core when someone reached out to us and cared. Our world is a web of hidden wholeness. And yet, God, we are prone to take it all for granted, to rush past the mystery, fullness, and beauty of life in favor of efficiency, schedules, and deadlines. Forgive us, God, for losing sight of the things that matter. Like the Magi who journeyed to see Jesus, strengthen within us the gifts of patience, curiosity, and wonder. May our lives become more of a reflection of your divine presence and love. Amen.
Friends, when we take just a moment to pause, to confess our sins, to ask for God's help, we are not taking for granted the grace, the peace, the abundant mercy and love that God offers to each and to all of us. May we accept the gift of that grace this day. May we know we are a people forgiven. May we share it with others, and may it change the way that we live in this world. Amen. Please be seated. Our first scripture reading this morning is from the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verses 1 through 6. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried in their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. And our gospel reading is from the book of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star in the east and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage. When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen in the east, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Amen. I'm going to invite our children forward. Rosie, do you want to come join me? Come on up. We've got some special things to talk about today, so have a seat. All right. Now, it's good that there's just one of you because I have some pictures that I want you to look at. You guys won't all be able to see them, but we're going to tell you what the pictures are of, okay? So I've been thinking a lot about light. I even wore this special stole that says, "Let it shine," and it has a nice bright sun here. So I've been thinking about the different lights that guide us, okay? So here's the first one. You have to tell us what it is. Headlights. Car headlights. Now, car headlights guide us, don't they? Have you ever been riding in the car and it's really dark and you're really glad that mom and dad have their headlights on? And if you've ever been driving and someone doesn't have their headlights on, that's not a good thing, right? Okay, so this is kind of along the same theme, but here's another one. Traffic lights. Those guide us too, right? They tell us to stop or so we don't get hurt. They tell us to stop or to take caution or to go, right? So traffic lights definitely guide us. Now this one's a little bit trickier. Have you ever been on an airplane?
No.
These are runway lights. So when a plane is landing or taking off in the dark, this is the runway that the plane goes down, and they need those lights to guide them, right? So they know that they're on the right path. Here's another one. The sun. The sun guides us, right? It kind of guides our days. We like to wake up when the sun's out, and we go to bed when the sun goes down. And if the sun's inside, we might do different things differently. If the sun is out and shining, we might do different things. So the sun definitely guides us, along with our other things. What about this one?
The star that the three kings followed.
The star that the three kings followed, right. That star. Now, we have our star up there, too, to kind of represent that. But the star that the three kings followed. Now, it's interesting because after Christmas, all of these lights are going to kind of go away. Now, we'll still have our traffic lights, and we'll still have our headlights, and we'll still have the sun and things like that. But the star is kind of a representation that there's another really important guiding light, and that is the light of our hearts, right? Because after Christmas keeps going. Today is the 12th day of Christmas. You know that song, the 12 days of Christmas. Today is the 12th day of Christmas, which ends our Christmas season, but starts a new season called Epiphany. And Epiphany is all about light. And I like to think about that when the Christmas season ends and all of these lights kind of go away, it's a good reminder that the most important guiding light in our life is Jesus. And Jesus is found in our hearts, and that light in our hearts is what guides us. Now, just like a car needs headlights, and planes need runway lights, and we all need stoplights, and we need the sun to guide us, our lives need a guiding light, because sometimes we get a little bit lost, or we get confused, or we get kind of in the dark, and we need a sign of what we're supposed to do or how we're supposed to act or where we're supposed to go. And that guiding light in our hearts is like our runway light. It's like our headlights to keep us moving forward and to keep us safe and to keep us connected to God. So as we go about our week and as we think of all the different lights in our life that guide us and as our Christmas lights start to slowly go away, we're going to remember that the light in our hearts, Jesus' light, never goes away and guides us always, okay? All right, so let's say a prayer together and then we'll end in our Lord's Prayer, okay? God, we are so grateful for all of the many lights around us and the ways that they guide us and keep us safe. And we are most grateful this day for the light of Christ that is within each and every one of us, for the way it lights up our hearts and guides us into the next season. Be with us this week and keep us safe. And we pray all of these things in the name of Christ, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you so much, Rosie.